Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, and my guest this week is a much taller than me, Nate Solder. Nate, thanks so much for stopping by. After missing the majority of last season with an injury and the season opener this season, what's the best thing about being back to football?
You know what? It was so exciting to be out there. I had so much fun just to be back out there with the guys in the trenches, fighting with them, not sitting on my couch. Was wonderful.
And, of course, last week we saw Jimmy Garoppolo go out with a shoulder injury, which means all of a sudden you're protecting the blind side for a rookie quarterback in week two of his first NFL season. Does that put more weight on your shoulders?
You know what? I think it's awesome. I think we don't control the things that go on out there. We just do the best with the circumstances we're given.
If the circumstances this week are J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney on the other side of that line, what does that mean for you this week?
Those guys are fantastic players. It's going to be an incredible challenge, but I look forward to it. We got to do a lot of preparation. We got to do a lot of mental study and do the best we can to get our bodies ready for this game, and we're going to have to play well.
All right, Nate, one thing I like to ask everybody when they come and do this Game Day Live interview, what's something about you that maybe Patriots fans don't know, a fun fact, something unique? I'm putting you on the spot, making you think.
Okay. Okay, one thing I really enjoy doing is spearfishing, something I just got into when I moved out here, and I've had a great time diving down, shooting fish.
That's awesome. What's your best catch?
Usually my friends catch all the fish, but I like to think that I chase them all the good fish.
All right, Nate, thanks so much. I know you're a busy guy and you got to get back to the locker room, so I appreciate you stopping by.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Pleasure. Guys, of course, we just talked about Jimmy Garoppolo not being on the field potentially this Thursday. He was not at the team's walkthrough today, and that is the media's only opportunity to check out practice this week. And there has been no hint of bringing in a backup quarterback for Jacoby Brissett, so that means in an emergency situation, the Patriots' only viable option might be former college quarterback Julian Edelman. And the Texans are favored here, a rare favorite on the road in Foxborough. They haven't allowed a touchdown in the last six quarters, which is a tall task for a rookie QB to face. But we'll see how it all shakes out on Thursday right here in Gillette Stadium. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.